absolute. And vegan sausage rolls. Are you? Have you
seen them? I'm not, but it's meant to be a monster hit for the baby's chairs.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
But I'm telling you now, and not, and I may be now, I didn't want to say this in front of him, but he will go right to the very top. Right to the very top.
If that is not a great tip, that's his job.
Hello! I'm going to stop doing that.
That's my barrow.
How are we doing, Sam?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
We may have had a couple of drinks. A
couple of G&Ts.
For this one.
And an interesting topic, Kyle. We were talking about bumping into our exes.
Yeah.
You've got a lot more experience in this than me.
Yes, I do, Frank.
What was your most recent experience of that?
You're asking me because
yes.
You know that I've used on this. No, probably like a month ago, I bumped into the most recent ex.
Yeah.
And I think, generally, it's a very awkward experience.
Mm.
I don't think I'm saying anything new there.
No, there's a lot of, like, pent-up feelings, isn't there? Or, like, I always wonder how... what am I going to say?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never had that experience, that cathartic experience of, like, bumping into them.
It's a very, like, in terms of weird adrenaline that goes through your body, though, like whenever you get a text from an ex.
Right.
Or you bump into them. It's like this, it's a very weird thing in that, like, you've had all these experiences.
Yeah.
And then you sort of have to go cold turkey.
Does it feel like you're getting in trouble? Like it's a text from the government or something? Is it that sort
of? It does feel a bit like that. Yeah, it's like HMRC banging at your door, being like, we know...
Yeah, we know what you did.
We know that you took cash for selling some out-of-date Lucozades, you know, which I've never done.
No, HMRC, neither of us have. No, yeah,
I think it's a very stressful experience.
Mm, I can imagine.
There was a programme on... it's on iPlayer, BBC iPlayer, if people are... If they've got their VPN sorted and they're listening internationally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a program called Eating With My Ex that's a real good laugh on iPad.
What, is it like a reality show?
Yeah.
Do they have gone on a date with them?
So they'll normally get three couples and they will meet with their ex and they just get questions, obviously, from the producers and it'll be like, do you think I wasn't good enough for you or something like that? Or it'll be
like,
why did we break up?
Who goes on them things?
I almost couldn't think of anything worse than going for literally, like, other than, like, nightmares of the past.
Yeah.
Like, as in, maybe I'd go on a date, like, what would be up there as well would be, like, going on dates with old, like, trauma that you've had in dreams. Be like, you get to meet the characters from your dreams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, I can't think of it. I wouldn't go, put it this way.
No.
Do you know what I mean? If I got the invite. I certainly wouldn't go on telly and, like...
Absolutely not.
I don't know. I always think with them reality TV shows, though, they're really, like, forced, aren't they, and fake. But yeah, is it a good show?
It's a great watch.
You like it, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah.
You're
yeah.
just going to get to go, oh, what would I say there? What would I do there?
Like, yeah. What would you do in that situation?
Well, like, if someone said...
What's the main question? There's like one question they ask all of
them. No. Like there is, but like it's all, they get asked probably about five questions each. And then
right.
they say like, did your family really like me?
And they can be honest now.
Yeah.
I quite like
and then
the
they'll
idea
go, well, you know, like they, you were an acquired taste. No, not that they didn't like you, but you know.
Yeah.
But they all think that I'm better off without you.
You know? He can really make somebody feel like shit, can't you?
Yeah.
They all said like, oh no, I'm glad that's over.
It's that sort of vibe. Some of them at the end of it get back together.
Would you want to hear that?
Hear what?
Like, let's say they asked your ex the question. Let's say they videoed him, right?
Yeah.
And it was a Zoom call.
Yeah.
And you couldn't, they didn't know you were listening.
Yeah. Oh,
and
God.
And the therapist was
I'm
like.
I'm getting adrenaline thinking about it right now. Go on.
The therapist is like, yeah, what was he like? And they go, oh, he was nice oh, guy. No. You know what I mean? And they go, what didn't you like about him,
oh,
though?
Oh, God.
Oh.
Or if you just got all of them in a room being like, what's their worst points?
I kind of want to know that.
I think it would be like a weird, like, you can't look away. You can't avert your eyes.
Because you're going to think, oh, no, they're biased. But then you're going to, if they say something you actually think about yourself, they're going to be like,
yeah. Mara's cat's just walked in and broke the tension.
Yeah, no, but if they say something you think about yourself, that's going to be one of the worst.
I think so. I think that would be a very, in terms of like, if there was like a, let's say, an SAS interrogation scenario.
Yeah,
because I do like cooking those up in my head.
Sick.
I think probably the worst one, would be if they brought on a panel of exes.
Yeah,
I'd be like, what's he really bad at in bed? Do you know what I mean? You just stand there and have to take it.
And it'd be like a 2-hour episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Like, no good with his hands.
Yeah.
Selfish. Bad rhythm.
Yeah. Sorry. Nobody wants to hear that sort of stuff though, do they?
No. No, they don't, Mara. No, they don't.
Has anyone, have you ever had anything like that experience? I'll give you an example. My ex-girlfriend.
Two exes ago, one ex ago.
One ex ago.
Okay.
I think.
The one from like 2011.
Yeah. She lived in Hull and her mum worked in the shopping centre.
Yeah.
My dad would go in the shopping centre.
Oh, right.
And she was like, said to my dad, oh, it's a shame, innit? They started off like that.
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, but he never really, like, he was always going out all the time and doing, and they're trying to paint this really bad picture. Yeah. My dad was like, she was a fucking idiot. You
know, really?
He got real offended by it.
That's good, though. I quite like that.
He was backing me up, I think.
I quite like that.
Yeah, if I remember that correctly.
It'd be bad if he was like, she was too good for him.
I think he started off by being like, oh, yeah, it's a shame. But then she was like throwing little digs in.
Right.
You know, because we were together for like 5 years, I think it was. And she was like, oh, yeah, she just didn't really get to have all the going out years. And he would leave her on her own. And my dad was like, yeah, well, he was just being...
I like that your dad backed it.
Yeah. You what, sorry?
I like that your dad backed it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, we were only 16 to 19 or 20.
Yeah.
So it's like, they're the worst time to be with anybody.
Sometimes, like, with the first girlfriend that I had, like, whatever it is, that they just, like, the parents, I don't think they disliked me massively, but.
You don't think that?
No, but I also don't think they liked me massively. Like, I don't think it was really personal.
No. I always feel from your stories, though, you never really got to know them that well, did you? Really?
Oh, I spent a lot of time with them.
Oh, did you?
And, like, camping and that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It's just, like, I just don't think they liked the fact that their little girl had a boyfriend.
There's that, and...
There was definitely, like, some sort of jealousy involved.
Yeah, they were jealous of your mate, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know all about that, yeah.
Were you, like, super miserable camping, going, I don't like this?
No, I wasn't.
Weren't you? No. I thought you'd sit there and be like, why are we in a hotel? Like, what is this all about?
No, critiquing it. No, that wasn't my vibe, but I think the mum, like, she just didn't like the fact that I was like an opposition.
Yeah.
I was just a stone wall. Like, and the girlfriend would just be like, well, I know that we made plans tonight, but I'm going to go back and see my mum and you have to come with me. And I go, oh, brilliant.
Fuck's sake, that's the worst one to be.
Sounds like a Saturday night.
Super controlling, like, they want to be involved in everything.
Mm.
Yeah, how old were you?
17, 18.
Yeah. It's hard, that age, really.
I think, like, there's a lot of awkward... I remember we were sat around at the
dinner
table.
They don't want you there, do they?
Not really.
Do you know what I mean?
We were sat around at the dinner table, and I remember, like, this was one of the most high-risk jokes that I'd ever gone for, ever in my life, considering the audience.
Yeah.
But the mum had basically had, like, an operation of some sort. It wasn't, like, a serious one, like, but it was an operation.
Yeah.
And she was a pretty... Yeah. Essentially moany woman anyway.
Yeah.
But then she was like, oh, and then she was like, oh, I'm going to have to be like this for 6 weeks. And then, and I just went, oh, God help us.
Oh.
And it went down.
Nah, they sound humorous though. But normal people would laugh at that.
No, but the dad like literally gave me this glare.
Did he?
Yeah.
You're going out with too much posh people.
That, no, they weren't posh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really presuming that.
No.
Yeah.
No, that was the worst working class girl I went out with.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's funny, though. I would laugh at that.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, you know, before you were saying it, you're like, this is going to be a stormer.
Yeah, are we not as charming as we think we are?
Not, I think we're charming.
I do, not. Yeah, I do, yeah. No, I do.
But that like, yeah, that did not go down well.
That's a shame. Back in that tension must have been unbelievable. Especially like you get plucking up the courage to say something. Mm-hmm. Do you know what it's like in front of people's family? Mm-hmm. Where you're like, I don't know. I remember my very first girlfriend, I was just following her about the house, just not saying a word. You know what I mean? When you're young.
Mm.
I don't know.
It's weird. Did you ever have sex at her house?
Yeah.
Did you? You grime ball.
Yeah, piece of shit, really.
Grime ball marrow.
Yeah. And her dad was like a born again Christian.
Oh, yeah.
But like was also an alcoholic. And
yeah.
Yeah.
They're the best sort.
When we were like 15, her mum let us stay in the same room. And the dad was like, oh, it's all right because I trust you. And I was like, I wouldn't.
No, that's madness.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about that before, but like as in, I just like having kids and things like that. If you have a daughter, like,
I don't know what I'd do. I can't put myself in that scenario.
I think you'd be a reasonable
father-in-law. He seems like a reasonable man.
Yeah.
No, it's just in that environment of the other family. Like I remember going to the family do's and stuff, and you're just like,
oh. It's really boring, isn't it?
Oh, it's horrific.
Going to other people's family do's where you're not a family member, even if you are a family member, it's bad enough.
Yeah, they're too like tight knit as well, and you're just they don't want you there.
Do you know what? Another faux pas that I did was that one of the like that they were like a family, like there was like quite a lot of hard people in that family, and one of the cousins or whatever was like, I heard you do impressions, and he's like, can you do an impression of me?
Really? That's an odd thing.
I went for it.
Did you? I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Did you actually?
Didn't go down well.
No, but that's sick that you actually went for it. What did you do? Did you actually do an impression of him?
Yeah.
First of all,
they were like bare knuckle, like, yeah, like yeah. I was there going, you were like, I'll do an impression.
Look
of
at
you.
Me, I'm a big fucking stupid idiot.
Yeah. That was pretty much it. And she was like, I mean, kind of justifiably so looking back, but she was like, I cannot believe that you did that.
I can't believe he asked you though.
Yeah, I mean he did ask.
Yeah. What was you meant to say?
Yeah. Okay, I'm not doing
well, no, actually, you meant to say no, but
well, yeah, what I could have done, oh, I don't really I need to see a bit more of you.
Yeah. Also I feel like the onus is not on you. Like why would he say, can you do an impression of me? That's super antagonistic.
Yeah.
That's
it wasn't flattering.
No, I can imagine that.
Pretend like sniffing gear and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I went high. I'd known these people for about, that was the first time that I'd met him.
What? Yeah. How long have you known? How long have you known any of them?
Well, I'd been going out with her for about a month.
Fucking hell.
I went high risk.
Yeah, that
is. I think the high risk jokes are the best.
If they pay off, they're the best.
Yeah, so far in that relationship, they hadn't paid off.
Yeah, but you need to go for it.
I think you need to go for it.
You don't. Your brain. You don't know until you say it. It's going to be funny. You just sort of presume it will.
Have
be.
You? Have you ever got what's like big
high risk
jokes that you've gone for and they've just?
I don't know. Like, I go for high risk a lot. No, I go for high risk a lot. Anything that like I'm paid
shitters.
Off.
I did one. This is a mild one, but like at Pets at Home, I remember we were opening up a new store, and one of the managers in front of about 15 people was like, "Okay, guys, really good. You're gonna need a rest. You know, you've worked very hard. Go and have a bath. Go and relax." And then he stopped talking, and then I did a slow clap. And it was just
that's great.
Yeah, but no, it was just sort of one of those that no one laughed.
Yeah,
I was like, well. Right, I'll be off then.
Oh shit. I think I remember one where I was like, they were talking about, my ex-girlfriend's family were talking about the cousin who was bland and stuff.
Mm.
And they said they took her to, they took her on holiday to somewhere nice, and said the views were amazing. And I was like, well, she probably wouldn't know this. And it was so unnecessary to say.
What a waste.
Like, they know she wouldn't have noticed it. Yeah.
Does she really need to go on
why
holiday?
Did I say it?
Yeah.
I still think about it now. Like, why did you feel the need to say it? But I was like, oh, she wouldn't have noticed it. And then everyone was like, no. I was like, oh, you
fucking... Well, like The Office, like who's Cooper and who's where?
But I don't know who I was trying to...
Yeah, you just say stuff, don't you?
I don't know. The motivation is behind it is because I was trying to make myself laugh, I think. And then it was like, I thought everyone
would go, do you know what I said? This isn't even that long ago. I said this was one of the most recent ex. But the dad, like, obviously was trying to bond with me and he was a really nice bloke.
Oh.
But he said about two or three times, he was like, oh, so what sort of workouts do you do and all this sort of stuff? Like, and then he was
trying to be interested.
You'll shudder at what I'm going to say here, right? But, like, he was like, oh, you know. And I was like, well, I'll do kettlebells and things like that. And he was like, oh, like, I'm trying to, like, he was like, what could I... It had gone on for a bit of a while, and then he was like, what can I do to shift a bit of this? And I went, I don't know, I'm not a surgeon. And then I was
why did I say that?
Like, but the mum and the girlfriend laughed. That, to be fair, it did get a laugh.
No, it is funny.
But it was like...
He's just trying to show an interest in you, though, isn't he?
The instinct in me was to, like, let's quip him.
Yeah, let's get him.
It was not a quippable offence. Like, it was not appropriate. Just, I was like, oh, God.
Wow.
I was like, I'm sorry for saying that. Like,
yeah. No, I think that's all right.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as the way you're grimacing about it, I don't think.
I don't know. It makes me grimace.
What have I done? Yeah, I've done all sorts of... Oh, yeah. fucking hell. My other girlfriend's grandma turned up to, like, it was like a family function. And I was really bored. And she had, like, a black eye and bruises down her face. And I was like, oh, you've been fighting again. And I thought everyone would go, oh. And I think it was like, no, she fell down the stairs. I was like, oh, you all right? But I thought that was a fucking great line.
That's great. Like, if I was there, I'd be like, oh, yeah. No, I love it.
I still laugh about that now. But that didn't go down that well either. And I was like, because it must have been a traumatic experience for them.
Debt collecting again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Do you think there's a danger that we think we're not as hilarious as we think we are?
I think it's danger with a fucking big sign outside of it. Yeah.
That's a corrosive. That's a really good joke, though.
Thank you. I knew you'd like that one.
Oh, that would slay. I knew you'd like that one. If I was there, I would just.
I was, like, laughing at my own drink. Yeah. Yeah. No, it was funny that.
In terms of awkward, funny things, like, I remember my my aunt once, like, she like my uncle's wife,
yeah,
like, she's generally what an aunt is, like, but you get what I mean. Like,
I do, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And but my mum said to her, like, all my cousins were, like, academically really good, like 4 A's at A level, yeah, things like that. And my mum was like, gosh, like, your children are just so clever, aren't they? And then she went, yeah, but your kids are really nice. Such a burn.
What a piece of shit.
No. Honestly, the thing about my aunt, though, is, like, she didn't mean it like that. It just came. It wasn't a dig.
Oh, bless her, yeah. Oh, that's
but it was weapon. Such a burn.
It is, though, isn't it?
But that it's almost worse because it was just so thoughtless. It was like, your children are thick as shit. But,
yeah.
But they're nice.
But they're really nice.
She was like, yeah, but they're nice, though. Yeah. It was like, absolute burn. That's what they thought of our family. Still do.
Nice is a great adjective as well, because it's not like, yeah, but your guys are doing really well.
It's so nondescript.
Nice, yeah.
It's like, I don't know what to say, so I'll just throw something back.
Oh, bless her.
We still laugh about that now.
I don't know what I've said. I've said things to people in public, and
can I just elaborate on that? What was really, you know, I still reference with my brother is I was going travelling.
Yeah.
And in 2014, like, for about 7 months.
Yeah.
And my mum went, oh, are you going to phone, like, your family and tell them? And I was like, sorry, what? Like, what am I telling them? And my mum's like, oh, you know, you can just tell them that you're going travelling. And I was like, What do you mean? Like, and she was like, well, you know, you can phone your auntie Julia
and just say I'm going travelling.
Yeah, I was like, well, how's that phone?
Mums are fucking lame, aren't they?
How's that phone call gonna go? I was like, oh, hi Julia, I'm going travelling.
Yeah,
bye.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Like, what was, I don't, I still, like, I don't know why my mum gets mocked over that. It was like, oh, I'm going down the shops. You want to phone Julia? Like,
Like, that's great.
But like, what on earth?
It's like, yeah, exactly.
Even my dad's jumped on the bandwagon and he's still like, he wasn't there and he references it. My parents are divorced, by the way.
Yeah. That is funny though. But, and I can just imagine your mum saying that, by the way.
Yeah, but just like the react, me and my brother were just like, well, what do you mean? Phone her and tell her what?
What do you want from me?
I only see these people twice a year
anyway. Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't have known. Like, by the time I'm back, it would have been, I was travelling for a while.